Thank you, Linda, for introducing us to Titus and Paul. I was in John for so long that it feels a little bit different to be preaching out of a different kind of a text this morning. But as we begin a four-week study on Titus, I'm going to just ask that you change gears with me a little bit from the Gospels to a personal letter this morning. And it's always good to start with the purpose. The reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished. Appoint elders in every town as I directed you. Straighten out. The word is orthao. Do you recognize it? If you have crooked teeth, you go to a orthodontist. If you had crooked bones, you go to an orthopedist. If you have crooked faith, you go to orthodox. Yes, exactly. You said that's brilliant. Yes. You know the word. We use it. If you have two lines that are at 90 degrees in mathematics, they are orthogonal. Yes, it is straight. The thing about straightness is that you always need to have a standard to measure it by. And what Paul does in this letter is give us the standard and then show us what it means to straighten out what is left unfinished in the church. And it's going to start with appointing elders, which is next week's message. Linda, could you hit F5 one more time for me? I'm not